Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Mem Avraham Goldhara, and today we're Zechus Ksubis Daf Pei Test, the ninth parak of Kosevu Ishta. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Zechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three types we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hotzia get ve'ein imo ksuba goba ksuba sa. If a woman produced a get, but didn't have with it a ksuba, she can nevertheless collect her ksuba. Rush explains that even if the husband claims that he paid her the ksuba and then received the ksuba and destroyed it, he's not believed. This is because the chiyuv of a ksuba is a maisa basin, an act of basin, meaning a debt imposed by basin on every husband. And a debt imposed by basin is so strong that one who claims he was paid is not believed unless he produces evidence. The Gemara in Bava Metzia explains that any claimant of an obligation imposed by basin, kamanda nakishtara, is like one who's holding the shtar. Therefore, although the woman does not have her ksuba, her claim is as if she's holding it. Point number two, the Gemara suggests from the fact that a woman who produces a get but not a ksuba can nevertheless collect shmaminad kosvin shover, that we can learn from here that we allow a creditor, in this case the woman, to write a receipt instead of returning the original shtar. For if we do not permit the writing of a receipt, we should be concerned that she'll produce her ksuba a second time as an almana. Rav said that generally we do not allow a creditor to write a receipt, but here, the Mishnah allows it because b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuba askin, we're dealing with a place where they don't write a ksuba. Since no ksuba exists, we must allow a divorced woman to collect when she produces only her get, and the husband had no choice but to write a receipt. Shmuel said that the Mishnah refers to even a place where they write a ksuba. Rav Anan said that Shmuel explained his position as follows. Generally, we do not allow a creditor to substitute a receipt for the original shtar. But there are times when they do not write ksubas, and the husband says, Kasavti, I wrote a ksuba, and I don't want to pay unless it's returned. Alav l'havirai, it's upon him to bring a proof that he wrote it, and if he can't, then he must accept the receipt. And in a place where they do write ksubas, but the woman says, oh, kasavli, he didn't write one for me, it's on her to bring a proof that she was not given a ksuba. If she produces proof, then the husband must pay the ksuba and accept the receipt. Rav ends up retracting his view and explains the mission differently. And pointing with Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, according to Rav, who said that if a woman produces her get, she collects the principle of the ksuba, we should be concerned that she'll produce her get in one basin and collect, and then she'll produce it in another basin and collect again. And if you say that we tear the get when she collects her ksuba, this is not a viable option, for she can say, be'ino le'insuvebe, I needed to remarry on the basis of the get, which provides her with proof that she was divorced and she needs it intact and in her possession. Rav Huna answered, we do tear when she collects her ksuba, and we write on it as follows. We tore this get, not because it's possible, but so she will not return and collect her ksuba with it another time. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hotzia get ve'ein imo ksuba, go b'ksuba sa. If a woman produced a get, but didn't have with it a ksuba, she can nevertheless collect her ksuba. Rush explains that even if the husband claims that he paid her the ksuba, and then received the ksuba and destroyed it, he's not believed. This is because the chiyuv of a ksuba is a maisa basin, an act of basin, meaning a debt imposed by basin on every husband. And a debt imposed by basin is so strong that one who claims he was paid is not believed unless he produces evidence. The Gemara in Bava Metzia explains that any claimant of an obligation imposed by basin, kamanda nakishtara, is like one who's holding the shtar. Therefore, although the woman does not have her ksuba, her claim is as if she's holding it. Point number two, the Gemara suggests from the fact that a woman who produces a get but not a ksuba can nevertheless collect shmaminad kosvin shover, that we can learn from here that we allow a creditor, in this case the woman, to write a receipt instead of returning the original shtar. For if we do not permit the writing of a receipt, we should be concerned that she'll produce her ksuba a second time as an almana. Rav said that generally we do not allow a creditor to write a receipt, but here, the Mishnah allows it because b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuba askin, we're dealing with a place where they don't write a ksuba. Since no ksuba exists, we must allow a divorced woman to collect when she produces only her get, and the husband had no choice but to write a receipt. Shmuel said that the Mishnah refers to even a place where they write a ksuba. Rav Anan said that Shmuel explained his position as follows. Generally, we do not allow a creditor to substitute a receipt for the original shtar. But there are times when they do not write ksubas, and the husband says, Kasavti, I wrote a ksuba, and I don't want to pay unless it's returned. Alav l'havirai, it's upon him to bring a proof that he wrote it, and if he can't, then he must accept the receipt. And in a place where they do write ksubas, but the woman says, oh, kasavli, he didn't write one for me, it's on her to bring a proof that she was not given a ksuba. If she produces proof, then the husband must pay the ksuba and accept the receipt. Rav ends up retracting his view and explains the mission differently. And pointing with Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, according to Rav, who said that if a woman produces her get, she collects the principle of the ksuba, we should be concerned that she'll produce her get in one basin and collect, and then she'll produce it in another basin and collect again. And if you say that we tear the get when she collects her ksuba, this is not a viable option, for she can say, be'ino le'insubebe, I needed to remarry on the basis of the get, which provides her with proof that she was divorced and she needs it intact and in her possession. Rav Huna answered, we do tear when she collects her ksuba, and we write on it as follows. We tore this get, not because it's possible, but so she will not return and collect her ksuba with it another time. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Pei Tes, and our standard simmer is a pot, but we use a chalent pot to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The woman cooking chalent in a big pot to celebrate that her ksuba was a maisa based in, and she could collect her ksuba with just her get, ended up burning the pot when, after writing a receipt for her ex-husband, she saw a basin tear her get and write on it that she could not use it to collect her ksuba a second time. Once again, in slow motion. The woman cooking chalent in a big pot. Chalent in a pot? That must be more in Daf Pei Tes. The woman cooking chalent in a big pot to celebrate that her ksuba was a maisa based in, and she could collect her ksuba with just her get. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if a woman produced a get but did not have with it a ksuba, she can nevertheless collect her ksuba. Rashi explains that even if the husband claims that he paid her the ksuba and then received the ksuba and destroyed it, he's not believed. This is because the chiyuv of a ksuba is a maisa basin, an act of basin, meaning a debt imposed by basin on every husband. And a debt imposed by basin is so strong that one who claims he paid it is not believed unless he produces evidence. So the woman cooking chalent in a big pot to celebrate that her ksuba was a maisa basin, and she could collect her ksuba with just her get, ended up burning the pot when, after writing a receipt for her ex-husband, which reminds us there's a machlokas whether we infer from the Mishnah that kosmin shovar, a creditor, may write a receipt. So the woman cooking chalent in a big pot to celebrate her ksuba was a maisa basin, and she could collect her ksuba with just her get, ended up burning the pot when, after writing a receipt for her ex-husband, she saw a basin tear her get and write on it that she could not use it to collect her ksuba a second time. Which reminds us, basin prevents a wife from collecting her ksuba with a get a second time by tearing the get when she collects the ksuba and writing on it as follows. We tore this get not because it's possible, but so she'll not return and collect her ksuba with it another time. So once again. The woman cooking chalent in a big pot to celebrate that her ksuba was a maisa basin, and she could collect her ksuba with just her get, ended up burning the pot when, after writing a receipt for her ex-husband, she saw basin tear her get and write on it that she could not use it to collect her ksuba a second time. All right, that concludes our shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.